Last weekend, when thousands of demonstrators descended on Kennedy Airport to protest President Trump's executive order on immigration, it was the first test of new airport security measures after a false shooting report over the summer. WNYC's Stephen Nesson reports on how it went.
As news quickly spread online Saturday that two Iraqi refugees were being detained at JFK, protesters gathered outside the international terminal, chanting and waving signs. The Port Authority Police Union says officers were caught off guard by the speed of the growing protest. Port Authority police in helmets and shields rushed to block the entrance to the terminal. It was the first major incident at JFK since last August, when a mistaken report of an active shooter led to a chaotic evacuation at three terminals. A report to Governor Cuomo on the incident included several recommendations, including setting up a single unified operation center to coordinate the law enforcement response to an emergency. According to a Port Authority spokesman, that was put in place on Saturday. The Port Authority police took command over a team that also included the NYPD and state police, as well as the TSA and National Guard. And advocates complained of heavy-handed tactics, like when the Port Authority shut down the air train for an hour and only allowed ticketed airline passengers and employees to board. Fahed Ahmed is the executive director of DRUM, a South Asian immigrants' rights group. He says state police went even further,
telling them that they can't carry signs, you have to get rid of their signs.
State police deny this. Cuomo ordered the air train reopened to all. His office said they'll look into complaints about state police. Other recommendations from Cuomo's report, like active shooter training for civilian airport workers, is still underway, authorities say. The next test, a prayer vigil planned at JFK on Friday afternoon. For WNYC, I'm Stephen Nesson.